Sports on WLW Sports Network.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 Factory Authorized Clearance Event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offer valid in U.S., subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008-2014 models. Good through September 30th, 2014. See Ball Equipment for details. ATV and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and make sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
This is Jay Maynard. Just here to let you know we have another great lease on a 2014 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 LT. It's got leather, straight-in bed liner, 20-inch wheels, all-terrain tires, auto-temperature dual-zone air, heated seats, trailer brake, custom sport package, power seat, rear camera, Bose system. $439 a month for everyone. $397 per month for GM employees and family members. Come see me, Jay Maynard, and let's make a deal.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly, though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie-cutter compatible, and if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666
for your best deal. Call us and make an appointment today.
Final score from Harbor Beach, 42-6. 36-point victory for Harbor Beach in week number 3 of the regular season. One thing you could take away, the first time opponent has been able to score on Harbor Beach in 3 weeks, Cass City with 6 points. Before we break down this game, we will take you around the area with a few bit of surprises. Folks, don't drive off the road and make sure you're sitting down with your seatbelt on here.
Just a couple scores then, Clark. I'll start with this. Kingston leading your school, man. Charlton Heston. Yes, 63-12 is the score on that one. Kingston leads that game. Vassar leading Memphis. Last we had heard, 22-0. Bad Axe leads Sandusky in the second half of that game, 24-14. Bad Axe just recovered a fumble on a punt and took it to the house. Bad Axe again leads 24-14 over Sandusky in Sandusky. Lakers and Ubley in a brawl. Lakers in the third quarter, last we heard, led Ubley 28-16. And hopefully you're sitting down for this one, folks. Marlette in the fourth quarter leads Reese 48-28. That's right, folks. Marlette leads Reese 48-28 in the fourth quarter.
In our score here, 42-6, Harbor Beach over Kansas City. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to this score?
Well, we left you at the half, 35-0. Harbor Beach led, running clock the entire second half. Yet again, Austin Seltz with his fourth touchdown run of the game for Harbor Beach. Mitch Hearn's extra point is good, making the score 42-0. And in the fourth quarter, 8 minutes to go in the game, Sawyer Cuthrell from 1 yard out gets into the end zone. The two-point conversion is no good. Harbor Beach ends up the victors 42-6. Clark?
Taking a look at the time position here as well as the drive summary throughout the game. We had five drives in the entire second half because of that scoring, because of the running clock situation the entire second half. In the first half, Cass City had the ball 15 minutes, 46 seconds compared to Harbor Beach's 8 minutes and 14 seconds. In the second half, Cass City had the ball 12 minutes and 31 seconds compared to Harbor Beach's 11 minutes and 29 seconds. So altogether, time of possession, Cass City 28 minutes, 17 seconds. Harbor Beach 19 minutes, 43 seconds. Cass City ran 21 more plays than Harbor Beach, 61-40. But yet the scoreboard shows 42-6. Harbor Beach with a big victory.
Yes, the only stat you don't show there, Clark, is turnovers. And Cass City had one big-time fumble early in this game. Also,
and a bad punt.
A poor snap on the punt where the punter, all he could do was corral it and go down, giving Harbor Beach excellent field position. And one other punt that basically went off the side of his foot. Do you have the net yardage on that punt?
10 yards.
Barely 10 yards is what I was thinking as well. Just didn't go anywhere. So, again, couple of situations where you give an explosive offense like Harbor Beach excellent field position, they're going to score points.
Cass City's offense, 43 plays rushing the ball for 173 yards, 8 plays passing the ball for 17 yards, for 51 plays of offense for 190 yards altogether. Throwing 7 returns for 121 yards. Altogether, 58 plays on the night, besides the punts and everything else, and 311 all-purpose yardage. Rushing the ball, leading the attack for Cass City was Sawyer Cuthrell, number 6. 24 carries, 84 yards, 1 fumble lost, and his last carry of the night, a 1 yard score for the sole touchdown for Cass City. Number 11, Loomis, 3 carries, 22 yards. Moore, 4 carries, 10 yards. Horn, 5 carries, 49 yards. Erla, 2 carries on the keeper for 5 yards. Hare, on that punt, 1 carry, we're going to say as a carry for 14 lost yards, and 1 carry, which we just could not see the ball carrier for 1 yard.
Yeah, we actually could, Clark. We don't have number 2 on our roster.
That's right, number 2. We do not know his name. We apologize to the folks listening and keeping score at home there. We do not have a number 2 on our rosters. Passing the ball, Mason Erla, number 7, 3 for 8 for 17 yards on the night. No interceptions. Receiving those, Sawyer Cuthrell, 1 for 2 for negative 1 yard. Number 10, Stern, 1 for 2 for 8 yards. Loomis, 0 for 1. Moore, 0 for 1. And Hare, 1 for 2 for 10 yards. Special teams, Cuthrell, 2 returns for 38 yards. Loomis, number 11, 5 returns for 83 yards. Punting the ball, Hare, 2 punts in the night for 45 yards altogether, averaging 22.5 per punt. Only 10 yards of penalties for Cass City's offense, which was a hold in the game. Cass City's defense, 28-6 tackles, 6 tackles for a loss, no sacks, no tip passes, no interceptions, no fumbles, one penalty for 5 yards. Three tacklers.